The school is named for Nathan Bedford Forrest, a Confederate general, slaveholder, and most troublesome for some, a slave broker and an early leader of the Ku Klux Klan. Florida State College at Jacksonville political science professor Marcella Washington is passionate about wanting the name changed.
We cannot have Confederate sympathizers, traitors to our nation, a Klansman, a terrorist, a person who believed in lynching and killing black people, and have a school name for that individual. It's just unacceptable. We have to scrub it. We have to get rid of it.
Nathan B. Forrest's past isn't as important to Becky Dobson as is her own. As a 1972 graduate of the school, she's partial to keeping the name.
I guess I don't ever really think about the name or what's behind the name unless it's brought, you know, to the forefront. It just was the name of my high school. And so it's for sentimental reasons I would like for it not to be changed.
The question at this point is, what do the students who go to Forrest now think about the name of their school? 16-year-old Ken Darrell Galloway shrugs his shoulders. Keep it or change it, he says. He just wants the drama to end.
I don't really, like, know much about the history of him. I just want them to get this over with for everything can be normal at the school.
A special panel will be at the school today to explain the pros and cons of the name change to Galloway and the other students at Forrest. The Duval County School Board will hold a special meeting December 16th to vote on the issue. Sid Hoskinson, WJCT News.